Listen to the Vibes.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Listen to the Vibes. I'm very happy to welcome Brandon Barnum here. Now, I had to write everything down because this guy wears a lot of hats, but he is an entrepreneur, a coach, consultant, speaker, trainer, workshop leader, CEO, author, and also known as the King of Referrals. So just tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, well, my primary pursuit these days, I run HOA.com. We're creating a platform to help homeowners and also connect pros, trusted professionals in their local market. So we're on a mission to really revolutionize the whole homeowner association industry, because over half of all Americans live in that own a house, live in an HOA, and most don't love it. So that's the mission that we're on, and really, you know, just help people live better lives.
Oh, I have some stories about our HOA.
Yeah, that's, you know, I tell people I'm the CEO of HOA.com. That's immediately what I get, is horror stories. And so our goal is that in 5 years from now, we can change the tide and really elevate the way that homeowner associations are serving their people.
So what is the bank sales methodology?
Oh, yeah, man. So that's a personality system. And, you know, it's really fascinating. When I'm out like at a networking event, I carry these cards with me. They're for bank code. And I tell people, hey, you want to see a magic trick? Everybody says yes, because who doesn't want to see a magic trick? And then I hand them these cards and I say, okay, do me a favor, read the information on these cards and then sort them in order of what's most like you to least like you. And that'll help me serve you better and save us both time. And what's amazing is, like, I just did this at a tech conference recently. After the event, I handed him these cards and he handed them back to me in about a minute. I then took 2 minutes to tell him who he just told me he was. And so in 3 minutes time, we had bonded better than anybody, any other situation, right? Like, the rapport that we were able to create was massive. And I told him, I said, what's cool about it is by the end of that 3 minutes, you're thinking he gets me. Right then, one of the speakers of the tech conference walks up and she says, I love magic tricks. She had heard us talking. And so I handed her the cards, took her 30 seconds to sort them in the order. She was action first, so that's why I didn't take her long. And then she was knowledge second, blueprint, and then nurturing last. And so then I took 60 seconds to tell her who she was. And she turns to the guy and she said, literally, this is 90 seconds within meeting her, she says, he gets me. That's what this is about. It's instant empathy. And when you understand how someone is wired, who God created them to be, now you can really serve them better because you speak in their language. And when you customize your presentations and your conversations based on the person that you're speaking to, you close more sales in less time and you just have better clients. Everybody's happy in the process.
Do you help people that are first-time homeowners or home buyers?
Yeah, you know, I was in the mortgage business for 12 years, so I used to do that all the time. Now I have a national network of mortgage pros on HOA.com that's what they do. So that's not what I do any longer. But yes, we definitely have professionals in, I think, all 50 states that are mortgage pros that are happy to help.
Tell us about your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So my book is Raving Referrals. I mentioned kind of my mortgage story. You know, and for me, I got started back when I was in my 20s. I was a single dad. I had gotten custody of my 2-year-old son, and I couldn't make my mortgage payments. I had bought a house with a buddy, but I couldn't pay my child's daycare and the mortgage payments. And I started bouncing the check. So I had to make a change. I got into the mortgage business and within 18 months was able to 10X my income from $20,000 to $200,000 a year. Year based on the power of referrals. So I went on to close over $500 million in transactions. And now I'm just on a mission to help everybody attract more raving referrals. And a big part of that is getting more referrals from your clients, your customers, but also it's partnering with other professionals and businesses that serve your customers each and every day. And how do you, we call it a referral partner blueprint. How do you create a plan where you're working together, you're building your businesses together, and you're kind of doing life together with people that you love hanging out with so that everybody wins.
This applies to more than just homes and things like that, right?
Oh yeah. The Raving Referrals book and course is really for anybody that works by referral. So 97% of businesses rely on referrals, but only 3% have a system in place when it comes to their referrals. So that's where we help.
When my dad had his air conditioning business, he did advertisements, he even buddied up with the local bowling alley, and for every card he passed out, somebody got a free game of bowling, what have
Oh,
you.
cool.
But hardly did he ever get business from that. It was word of mouth.
Yeah, that's it. It's huge. It's huge. And so that's the thing, Kyle, is that everybody gets their business by referral, but you ask them what's their process, what's their system, and they're like, what do you mean? Right? They've never really even thought about it. So, for example, do you have a referral kit that you hand out? Do you have something that you can give to people with like a QR code so that you can track that and give them an incentive, either what we call a referral reward, where you compensate somebody, like let's say your dad's business. In the HVAC world, there's nothing illegal or immoral about giving a referral reward. Somebody refers you a client, you give them $20 or a gift certificate for a dinner or movie, but some way to incentivize, recognize, and then compensate them if you choose. Some people don't want to pay out, and that's okay. What I say is if somebody doesn't want to receive money from you, you can let them know you'll donate to their charity of choice. But just having a system in place like that increases business because now you turn your customers into your champions.
How would that help someone like me? What can I do?
Are you talking about the podcast or something else? Podcast.
Podcasting.
Yeah. So for you, you're looking for sponsors, you're looking for people that you can help monetize the podcast, right?
Right.
And there's some ways to do that. Obviously, as you get your subscribers up and your listeners up, then advertisers are willing to pay you. There's some paid. I don't really do the paid podcast, but there are some podcasts that charge people to be a guest. And so, if you've got the listenership, that's a way to do that. But most people are using podcasts as a means of attracting clients or getting into conversations with their perfect prospects. That's what I see most often. That's a really interesting question. I haven't really thought about the podcasting space as far as how do you do that. We really, again, at HOA.com, we focus on the pros who serve homeowners. That's really what we've done is built a referral network of the realtors, mortgage lenders, insurance agents, painters, plumbers, HVAC, like your dad, right? So that's what we've done is kind of taken the BNI concept and said, okay, let's focus this exclusively around professionals who serve homeowners. So that's what our referral network is. On the Raving Referral side, we definitely teach the strategies and even for B2B, business to business sales. And that sounds like what you're looking for. Really, what I would say, Kyle, is you got to figure out the value offering, right? How can you add value to other people? And then who is already serving the people that you want to bring on as clients? So are you monetizing the podcast outside of like, do you provide services that either your guests or your listeners can take advantage of?
Well, we're trying to do like t-shirts and mugs and
Okay,
different
swag.
little things like, yeah, swag.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to really build up a name before you can really sell anything.
You do. And you have to have loyal listeners, right? People got to be into your vibe. Your vibe attracts your tribe. So, the vibe, yeah, I love the fact that you're trying to raise the vibe. You're all about positivity and inspiration and bringing people on that's going to inspire your audience. Last night, I was speaking at an event here in Phoenix, Arizona, where I live. And it was a marketplace ministry event. And so we're talking about, how do we bring a business into the church environment? Because a lot of churches don't really support their believers in business. And so they got all these business owners and professionals in their congregation. We're helping them actually support them and do more business together. But one of the other speakers, a friend of mine for 20 years now, Mark Victor Hansen, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Do you ever read any of those books?
I remember them, but I never read one, to be honest with you.
Oh man, I tell you what, Kyle, if you pick up a Chicken Soup for the Soul book and you read one story, you're not going to be able to put it down because it's all inspiring, heart-wrenching. It's going to make you well up inside and feel emotions you may never have felt or at least haven't felt for a while. So really great book. But what was exciting about that was Mark was sharing their stories and his stories. They've sold over 600 million books, right? He's spoken to audiences totaling over 7 million people in live events. Like last night, we had 70 in that event, I think. But what's gets exciting is what's possible. And really his focus is teaching people to set their goals and really get clear on what it is that you want to achieve and experience and accomplish. And so that would be my coaching for you is get crystal clear, Kyle. And this goes to everybody that's listening to, right? Get crystal clear on what it is that you want to accomplish and achieve. I keep a list of all my goals, right? And so I've got goals through the year 2050 listed out, the places I want to go, the things I want to accomplish, experience, achieve. And by having an actual date by which I'm going to accomplish these things, it makes it real. And I learned that from Mark Victor Hansen 20 years ago. So what I would say is for you and for those that are listening, get crystal clear on what it is that you want. You've got to write it down and have a date by which you want to accomplish it, right? And then start looking for who is already serving the people that I want to connect with. And then you got to ask. We teach the art of the ask in the Raving Referrals book. And, you know, that's such an important part of the process is really asking others for help. One of the things I like to teach people is think about who, not how. So as an entrepreneur, we're always thinking about how can I get this done, right? You got a to-do list that's a mile long and all the stuff you got to do. Number one, prioritize. There's a concept called when. What's important now or what's important next? As you go through your day and you finish one task, think about what is the most important next thing that I can do that's going to make the biggest impact to my business or my family or my personal life. And by reprioritizing constantly, you're always moving the most important things to the top of the list. So that's what's important now or what's important next. And then you got to ask more. You got to ask the people that you're working with for exactly what you want. And, you know, you can't force them to do it. It's up to them. But all you can do is ask. And when you do that, you've done your part of the process.
True. You are a speaker. Where all do you usually speak at?
It depends. You know, last night was at a church. I just booked an event that's happening with an organization called Harrison Assessments. So they're having me speak. I was at a dental conference not long ago. So it just depends. I speak at a variety of different events. And normally it's about business. I love helping entrepreneurs. We're on a mission to really help create more financial freedom in America. And there's so much promise and potential, but there's a lot of people that feel stuck and they're not sure where to go and how to move forward. So we try and help empower as many people as possible through the Raving Referral System and through HOA.com.
It says you're a workshop leader. I'm assuming that you offer your own workshops.
Yeah, I teach Raving Referrals. I mean, it says I'm a speaker, author, coach. I don't really do that for hire. I do own a dental consulting company called Champion Dentists, but I don't do any of the consulting. But I'm a workshop leader. And so, you know, one of the things I do is teach people about what hat are you wearing, right? Because oftentimes, like I was just speaking at a group of dentists, right? And I'm like, okay, you guys are walking around all day and you got your dentist hat on. And you're looking at your business through your lens of being a dentist. And the reality is 90% of what you do as a business owner of owning a dental practice has nothing to do with clinical dentistry, right? You got to change your hat. You got to put on your CEO hat and think, okay, what's best for my business? How do I get more revenue, have more patients coming in the door? How do I retain them? How do I serve them better? And so, you know, part of what we do is really help you focus on where your strengths are and then build a team around you of the people that are strong where you're weak. I just taught a 7-hour course on raving referrals to a group of dentists down in Dallas, Texas. And we were in a movie theater, right? So we had an Alamo draft house that they had rented out. And, you know, it was fantastic because not only did they pay me to come speak, they also bought books for every one of their dentists. And then those people became prospects and a couple of them have become clients. And so, you know, that's what we do, or that's what I do personally, is use speaking as a means of sharing the message. And again, vibe attracts your tribe, right? So people hear what I'm saying. And if they resonate with me, they're like, hey, I like that guy, right? And I need to know what he knows. That's what you want to do. You know, if you're listening right now and you got a business, you got to share your knowledge with others and you want to attract them, expand your expertise so that people see you as the expert that you are, because most people listening have subject matter expertise in a specific area. Now, how do you get that out there? How do you become seen as the expert that you are? That's what we teach in the Raving Referral System.
I guess you have to be pretty creative and, you know, do things like that. What's the craziest thing you've ever had to do?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I'm doing something crazy right now. We're creating the world's largest alliance. And so it's happening next week, real time. I don't know when your show will go out, but what we're doing is we're hosting different events, networking events happening all over the US, a couple in Canada. And our goal is to win two world records, one for the largest partnership event, and the other for the most digital business cards exchanged in a day. And so we've got, you know, dozens of these events that are happening in different cities. And that was just an idea, a vision that I had, and we implemented it. And so now we're 7 days away from having it go live. And hopefully we're walking away with two world records so everybody can be a world record winner.
But you have to think big. If you're going to grow, you have to.
Yeah. But, you know, Mark Victor Hansen, my mentor, 20 years that I've been walking with this man, and he has expanded my vision. So I think about every person on the planet. My dashboard, my scoreboard for my life is I want to inspire, empower, and uplift every person on the planet. That's why I do these podcasts. It's not just about the money. It's about the mission of really helping people live better lives. And when you focus on the change and, you know, just doing good for other people, and typically law of attraction gets back to you tenfold, and, you know, you're blessed beyond belief.
What's been the biggest hurdle in your life?
You know, being a visionary and having so many ideas, like I see how things should be working. And so the biggest challenge is, you know, having the right in the EOS system, an entrepreneur operating system, they call it an integrator, having the right people on the team that can take that vision to reality. That's been the biggest challenge is, you know, it always takes longer than you expect. Doesn't always, but often takes longer than you expect. And, you know, you just got to persevere. There's so much about just don't quit. And, you know, I listen to worship music. That's my jam, right? I see you're a Kiss fan, much loved, all respect for me. I listen to praise and worship music because that message is about glorifying God, but also just being in faith, faith over fear. And I think as an entrepreneur, that's one of the biggest things that you're going to be faced with is sometimes it feels scary and you feel alone. So you got to build a band of brothers or sisters, depending on who you are, but have people in your life that you're doing life with and really get committed and, you know, find the people that your tribe, stick with them, be loyal, help them with whatever it is that they're wanting help with. And also, you know, get naked with them. And I don't mean physically, I mean, share the honest truth with them. Don't just gloss it over and pretend everything is rosy if it isn't. I've got a guy tomorrow I'm meeting with. He's been a business coach. I hired him for the first time 20 years ago. And I got some stuff I'm working through too that I'm going to go and say, hey, brother, I need your counsel. I've got a couple things I'm stuck with and I need your help. So don't be afraid to ask for help. I think as men especially, we always feel like we got to put on the good face and show that everything's just perfect. And the reality is, it ain't always like that. So find some people that you can trust that'll tell you the truth, even when you don't want to hear it.
Even the best coaches have coaches.
Everybody does.
And one thing you mentioned, and God repeats this so many times in the Bible, it's always fear not.
Amen. That's right. So
What is your website?
Well, you can go to HOA.com or you can go to BrandonBarnum.com or RavingReferrals.com. I've got several. One thing I think is a great tool and is totally free. If you go to ReferralScoreQuiz.com, that's something that everybody should start with. What that'll do is it'll take you 1 to 2 minutes and you're basically going to score yourself on the top 10 best practices when it comes to attracting more referrals. And so there's 10 different best practices and you'll score yourself and you'll get the answers afterwards, but that's totally free. And that's at referralscorequiz.com.
And what is your social media?
Usually you'll just find me at Brandon Barnum, sometimes Raving Referrals. So those are the two that I've got. And at BrandonBarnum.com, you'll see all the links to everything I do.
Well, I will add the links in the description to make it easy for folks to find you.
All right. Appreciate that.
Man, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Hopefully we've inspired some people and, you know, go do more for others. One of the things I love teaching people to do is to be a charity champion, especially if you're in business. A lot of business owners are making a difference in their community or, you know, they're investing in different things, but they're not telling that story. So, you know, make sure if that's you, that you're sharing with your company, your community, the difference that you're making in the world. People want to hear it. They need to be inspired too.
When you help other people, especially people that are going through difficult times, you don't think so much on the things you're going through.
That's right. Yeah. When you're focused on others, your own issues seem so small in comparison. I like to say we got first world problems.
But again, thank you. And also want to thank all you folks out there. If you are new to the channel, I hope you'll come back. Hit that subscribe button for my regulars. You guys are awesome because you make it possible for me to do this. Until the next one, everyone, please take care. Be kind to one another. God bless and peace.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Listen to the Vibes. You can catch us on Buzzsprout or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And on YouTube. Follow us on Facebook at The Vibes Broadcast Network.